We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Kriya Shma Lamita, Halacha Beis. It's page 500, and we hope that this is going to be the final concluding Shir of this volume of Orach Chaim, Volume 2, which leaves us one more volume to complete the entire Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim. Yesterday's, in the previous Shir, we gave the introduction, which was from Likutei Moran, Chapter 35, and we'll just go over it briefly now in order to dive in. In that chapter of Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the fact that a person has to guard their mind. The mind, the brain, the neshama, has to be protected, and that a person has to keep certain things out. The two things specifically that Rabbeinu Zal lists in that chapter are sichlios chitzonius, extraneous wisdoms. For example, secular wisdoms that aren't necessary, that aren't critical to serving Hashem and living in this world. And number two, machshavos zoros. Machshavos zoros means also extraneous thoughts, including illicit thoughts, machshavos rois, and all types of extraneous thoughts that are unnecessary, fantasies, different things that have no benefit to the person necessarily. Because Rabbeinu Zal says that when a person allows these things into their mind, then the holiness of the person's brain is diminished, and the person's ability to retain spiritual things don't take up space. These kind of things, secular wisdoms or bad thoughts, do take up space, and they can actually weaken in a major way the person's brain power. Rabbeinu Zal says there that in addition to a person being careful in terms of what they allow into their brain, that's not enough. Even if a person is zoich already, that they're using their brain 100% properly, only for the proper things, a person has to see to it to be mechadesh their seichel every single day, to renew and refresh their brain, their thinking, their mind, on a daily basis. And Rabbeinu Zal says there that chiddush haseichel is actually chiddush haneshama. That's renewing, refreshing your neshama, which is done through sleep. As the pasuk says, chadoshim labekorim rabba munasecha, that in the morning a person is new, chadash, and there's a heightening of emuna. And the emuna, Rabbeinu Zal explains there, that during the time that a person is sleeping, the neshama enters into emuna. When a person's awake and they're thinking and their eyes are open, eyes open usually represent sechel, das, thinking, knowledge. When a person closes their eyes, and when the brain shuts down 99%, such as when a person is going to sleep, Rabbeinu Zal tells us, they switch to channel B, which is emuna. That's when the emuna takes over. Just like we say in Mizmor Shilam HaShabbos, Lehagid baboker chazdecho, ve'emunoscho balelos. That at the nighttime, when the brain is tuned down, the emuna is tuned up. The emuna is taking over. And in that chapter in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal discusses several forms of sleep. One form is doing business. To a person who is capable of studying Torah on a very high level, and while they're learning Torah, their mind being dovuk tashem on a very high spiritual level, when that person closes the Gemara or closes the Sefer and they go out into the world, for example, to work for a couple hours, in terms of brain power, in terms of true brain power, that's like going to sleep for them. That's like a rest period to allow the brain to refresh itself and regenerate itself for the next round of super dveikus to Hashem, which they're going to have when they're learning Torah with high intensity, etc. So that's one form. Rabbeinu Zal calls it, as the Gemara says, masa umatan be'emuna, when a person is doing business or working in a trustworthy way and with faith. That's one example of shena. And Rabbeinu Zal says there that when a person is doing this, emuna is something that's much closer to the sitra achra, to the forces of tumah, than seichel is. Usually when we picture this in our mind, on a physical, if we were to compare it to something physical, we picture the 10 midos of Hashem, Keser, Chochma, Bina, Chesed, Ruach, Reis, Netzach, Yesod, Malchus as corresponding to the parts of the body. In which case, Keser, Chochma, Bina, or Chochma, Bina, Das are the brain. Chesed and Gvura are right hand, left hand. Tiferes is the trunk of the body. Netzach, Hoid are the right leg and left leg. Yesod is the bris. And Malchus is the lower feet, the bottom of the feet. We're taught in Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chassidus that the Malchus, that the Tumah, the forces of Tumah and Sidrachra, they're on the ground. They represent the ground or the basement, you know, the lower floors. And when they want to draw from Kedusha or Chas V'Shem, when they want to attack the Kedusha, they attack from on bottom. Like in football, you tackle him by his legs. So Kaviyochu, the Sidrachra draws most easily from the Malchus. And in fact, there's a pasuk, Ragleho Yordois Movis. Her feet go down to death. Death referring to the Sitrachra, the forces of Tumah, etc. And therefore, they need extra special protection at all times. The Malchus is the most vulnerable to the Sitrachra and the one that needs to be most protected and preserved. So Rabbeinu on this chapter in the Kutaran tells us that when a person is going into sleep, which means they're going into Emuna, they have to guard the Emuna to make sure that the chitzonim, the outside forces, the forces of the Sitrachra, shouldn't draw from it in an improper way. Because the Malchus is among the chitzonim. There's a pasuk, Zos Yerushalayim, Samtiho Bein Hagoyim. Yerushalayim is one of the nicknames of the Malchus. It's the city, it's the capital city, Ir David, you know, the city of Malchus, of Klal Yisrael. Zois Yerushalayim, Samtiho Bein Hagoyim. It's surrounded by the Klipois, by the Sitrachra, etc. And Rabbeinu Zal, on that chapter, the Kutaman explains, how do we protect the Malchus? The way we do it is we have to draw a light from Bina. We've learned in the past several times that there's a special connection between these two, Bina and Malchus. They're both referred to as Shechinas. In Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, for example, the two Heys represent the two Shechinas. Many people are familiar with the term Shechina. Not everybody knows that there's two Shechinas. There's a lower Shechina and an upper Shechina. The lower Shechina is referred to as Malchus. The upper Shechina is referred to as Bina. So that Yud Hei is a set and Vav Kei is a set. And that's how we look at it at times. Now, these two Heys have a lot to do with each other. We're on our way to the holiday of Shavuos, which is coming up soon. Today is 14 days in the Omer. And on Shavuos, we're going to read Megillas Rus. Rus was the founder of the Malchus Kedusha. From her came forth Yishai, Dovid HaMelech, Melech HaMashiach. Comes from Rus, right? And on Shavuos, which is the birthday of Dovid HaMelech, and the Histalkus, the Yahrzeit of Dovid HaMelech, we read Rus. And in Rus, we speak about the special kesher between Rus and Naomi. Naomi was the wife of Elimelech, his name was. And they were these two servants, Rus and Orpah. Orpah, when their husbands died, Orpah ended up leaving permanently. Rus said, I'm sticking to you like glue, no matter what. You can't push me away, can't reject me. And she became a Gioris Tzedek of the highest caliber, from whom comes forth Dovid HaMelech, Moshiach. One of the psukim there speaks about Rus and Naomi. It says, Vatelachno Shtehen Yachdov. The two went together, Naomi and Rus. Rus represents Malchus. Naomi represents Bina. We had it on the previous page, Noyam. The word Noyam Ho Elyon, heavenly splendor, is one of the nicknames of Bina, this upper Shechina. And when the Torah speaks about these two women going together, Naomi and Rus, they symbolize the upper Shechina and the lower Shechina. This is very heavy stuff. This is very powerful, deep. It's going to come up repeatedly. And we're going to constantly get more and more clarity on this, to know why and what this represents. But for our topic now, we're being told that in order to protect the Malchus, in this particular instance, you don't need Yesod, you don't need the one right above, you need Bina, you need its closest partner. And Rabbeinu Zal says, as in the terminology of the Arizal, it's that you have to draw the light of Chashmal from the Olam HaBina to clothe the Malchus, which is the Emuna, in order to protect it from negative forces that surround it. Rabbi Nazal and Likud Imran there translates that into human language for us by saying that this refers to, we know that Emuna is Malchus. Emuna means faith, and Emuna also means trustworthiness. But Rabbi Nazal says this, trustworthy on two levels. There's a person who says what he means and means what he says, that his word, when he gives his word, you know he's going to do it. But if he doesn't give his word, he can twist you and turn you into 400 different pretzels, and he can sell you and buy you and sell you to Brooklyn Bridge and the Yerushalayim Bridge that we're going to have soon and a couple other bridges. That's one level of trustworthiness. Bepeh, the mouth is Malchus, the mouth is referred to Malchus. There's a much higher level of trustworthiness that the Gemara speaks about, the great Rav Safra, who the Gemara says Rav Safra was v'doiver emes bilvavoy. Not only what came out of his mouth was did he fulfill, but even if he thought something, if he had a thought to do something, that to him was already a commitment and he wouldn't renege on it. And the Gemara gives the famous story where he was davening once and couldn't speak, and somebody offered to purchase something from him at a certain price. And he couldn't answer. The person mistook that to being that it's not enough money. The person offered double, triple, 10 times, 100 times. When Rav Safra finished davening, he said, it's yours at the first price. Why? Because when you said that, in my mind, in my heart, I was satisfied. I accepted it. That's called Vedoiver Emes Bilvovoi. And we know that the heart corresponds to Bina. There are many psukim, Ulevovoi, Yovin, Veshov, Arofoi. There are many psukim that illustrate this. So this concept of a person who has emunah, trustworthiness, even in his heart, that turns on that light of chashmal, that sends out this laser beam from the heart that serves as a protection for the malchus, the emunah, etc., etc. Then Rav Moshe Zal attached one more line to the end of that paragraph, saying that this is the concept of the korban tamid, which was brought in the Beis HaMikdash daily, twice a day, and the ktoiris. And Rav Nosson Zal says his famous words, Ayin Shom Kol Zeh Heitev. Study this chapter on Likut Imran, chapter 35 in the first half of Likut Imran well, so that you'll have a solid introduction to what he's about to say, the halacha that he's about to quote. Now Rav Nosson Zal's words. V'hine, al pi zeh, mevur heitev inyan kriya shma lamita. Based on what we've just discussed, we can understand very well the concept of Kriya Shma Lamita, Shehi Emunas Hayichud, whereby a person declares their faith in the oneness of Hashem, Shetzrich Lekabel Olov Koidem Hashena, which a Jew is required to do before going to sleep. Ki Hashena Hu Tikun Hamoichin Kanal, because sleep is one of the things that helps the brain. It's Mesakein Lemoyach. When a Jew goes to sleep, his brain enters into a place called Emuna, and it's rejuvenated there, it's refreshed there. As the Pasuk says, Chadoshim labakorim, rabo emunasecha. Brand new in the morning. What's new in the morning? My brain is new in the morning. My neshama is new in the morning. How? Through rabo emunasecha. Because during the night it had a major, major emuna. Al kein koidem hasheino tzrichen loymar kriyishma shalamito shehi ikar emuna. This is why we start the night, we start sleep with kriyishma lamita, which is major emuna. Kriyishma is the strongest declaration of our faith in Hashem. Kidei sheyizke al yidei ze sheyichno ismoichoi haynu nishmosoi letoicho emuna b'shas hasheino. By doing this, by a person saying the Kriya Shma Lamita properly, with the proper kavona, that leads his neshama, his moyach, into emuna, into that place called emuna, where it has to be during the night to be laundered and washed and scrubbed and repaired and refreshed, so that the person wakes up in the morning with a new and improved brain. Kidei shiyischadish son, bebechinas chadoshim lapkorim kanal. However, if a person is going to do this, if they're going to take their brain, their neshama, and put it into that place called emuna during sleep, tzorech li zoher lishmoir so emuna biatzma shelo yimka mimeno hachitzoinim. This address called Emuna is vulnerable. It's on the outskirts of the city, right near a bad neighborhood, a super slum neighborhood. And the bad guys from the bad neighborhood can get are closest to and can easily attack that place called Emuna. So if I'm entrusting my jewel, my brain, my neshama, I'm putting it in that location called Emuna, I better make sure that the Emuna is well protected, so that the forces of Tuma Sidrachra shouldn't be able to draw improperly from the Emuna, from the Malchus. Therefore, in the Arizal's terminology, a person has to draw chashmal from the world of Bina in order to protect the Malchus, the Emuna. In Rab Nosenzal's words, v'zeh b'chinas ma shetzrichen likro is kriyashma b'mesirus nefesh al kiddush Hashem. Rab Nosenzal says, this is why when a person is saying that kriyashma lamita, it's not enough just to say the words. The person has to say it and picture that he's prepared to die for kiddush Hashem. He's surrounded by all the Romans, the Roman army, thousands of soldiers with their spears and swords, and they say to him, go ahead, say it, we're going to kill you. And then he says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Baruch Hashem Vem Ozen. Kalidei Mesiras Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem, because when a person turns that on, when a person turns on Mesiras Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem, Aidei Zeh Nechleles Nishmosei Bebechinas Bina Imo Ilo Kemavur Bekavonais. The Arizal explains, when a person turns that on, they're plugging their neshama into the sphere of Bina, into Chashmal, Bina, which is called the Heavenly Mother. Va'azai hu zoche lahamshich mishom b'chinas Bina, mibchinas Bina, hu mamshich mishom b'chinas Chashmal anal. When a person is zoche to plug into there, he's able to draw the energy from there, that Chashmal, that powerful, powerful light, kedei lishmor es emuna b'shas shena, which will protect the emuna throughout the time that he's sleeping, shelo yimkum yimeno hachitzoinim, that the forces of Tumah, the Sitra Achra, shouldn't be able to draw from it in an improper way. Now we can also understand why an integral part of Kriya Shema Lamita is the confession, the major vidui that we say there, a long vidui with the Elkin El Gosenu, the Yashamnu, the Hiratzon's there, that we accept upon ourselves the four types of death, Skila Sreifa Erek Chenik, corresponding to Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, some Siddurim have it. There are many, many different shapes and forms of Kriya Shema Lamita. My rabbi, Zichron Avrocha, Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avrocha, taught us from the Tikkun Meir, which was a popular Siddur at that time in the United States about 30 years ago. The Kriya Shema Lamita over there was almost correct, was like 90%. Of the format that he suggested that we follow. There is a format of Kriya Shema Lamita from the Arizal that many people follow. I believe what we did was an abbreviated, like a 90% form of that. But again, I don't want to go into full detail right now on that, but we're mentioning that one of the highlights of Kriya Shema Lamita is the Vidui, which obviously on a day like today, the final day of the month of Nisan, when we don't say Tachnon, we don't say Vidui. On any day that Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, any days that you're not saying Tachnun, you're not saying your Vidui in the Kriya Shema Lamita. But other than that, it's a very important part. Ki ha-Vidui she'imrim ze bechinas emes. Because what is Vidui? Vidui is being honest, telling the truth. I once saw in the Sefer Bnei Yisrochar, he says, he asks this question. We know Hashem is forgiving, Hashem is sweet, Hashem is wonderful. That being the case, why not leave well enough alone? If a person's already trying to be religious, he's trying to be good, and he's doing mitzvahs, who says he got to dredge up the bad? Who says he got to talk about the bad things? Why do that? Why put yourself down? Why not like leave it alone, just let it be? And he mentions, he quotes from the davening that we say in the morning, Lo'elom yehei adam yirei shamayim, u'moida al ho'emes, v'doivar al-zvel, v'yashkam v'yoymer, ribon kalonim, lo'yal tzidkoy seino anach ma'pilom tachne l'fanecha. Hashem, I'm coming to daven to you, I'm not coming with any claims of being a good person, a righteous person. I'm only coming begging for your kindness. I really deserve nothing. So he says again, why say that? Why say those words? Why say loyal tzidkoseinu? Why not just start, Hashem, please show us rachmin? Why say specifically loyal tzidkoseinu, Hashem, I'm not coming because I deserve any, I'm not coming with you with any deserving attitude. He says that the first letters of the words anachnu mapilin tachnuneinu spell the word emet. And it says there's nothing in the world that turns on Hashem like emet. If a person is zeichet to be honest, to be truthful, that's Hashem. Hashem is emes. Hashem alekeichem emes. The opening words of the Torah, bereishis bara elokim, the last letters are emet. The closing words of creation. Creation begins with emes and finishes with emes. Asher bara elokim la'asayis, last letters emes. That's what Hashem is all about. When a Jew comes to Hashem with emes, that's the greatest. Hashem loves that. And that helps you tremendously in what you want to accomplish with Hashem. Here, Rav Nosson Zal is telling us, Ki ha-vidui shoimre, ze bechinas emes. Vidui is emes. A person's telling it like it is, not leaving out a person will say, no, I didn't tell a lie. I said I'm a wonderful guy. I am. Sometimes I am a wonderful. I didn't lie. But it's not the whole truth. We know the whole truth is the whole truth, the good and the bad and the in-between, right? Ze bechinas v'doiver emes b'vovoi. Ki ikra mailas havidui shechoshu b'en Hashem yisborg shem zvar malav. Because the main, what's special about vidui, when a person is zecher to be mezvada before Hashem, hu ho'emes. It's the honesty about it. Dainu mashehu moide al ho'emes. The person is admitting the truth. Sheze ikar l'shoin vidui. That's the main term, the main concept of vidui. Miloshin moide. Admit, confess. Dahainu shehu moide u'mezvade shechoto u'posho men yisbora. He's admitting and confessing that he sinned against Hashem. V'chozois v'chozois also. And I did such and such. Sheze yokor be'enei Hashem yisborach. This is very precious in the eyes of Hashem. Me'achar shal kol ponim makir chetoi u'machni esatz me'lefonon. Because it shows that the person realizes, they recognize what they did wrong, and they're humbling themselves before Hashem. U'moide u'mezvat al ho'emes she'osa kach v'kach ne'el izbor. And he's admitting and confessing the truth that he did such and such against Hashem. U'kemo she'kosov, as the pasuk says, if a person hides his sins from Hashem, he will not be successful. But if a person admits, confesses, and leaves his sins, then Hashem will have rachmanis on him. A person who's a liar, he covers up his sins to try to make it seem as if he didn't do them, lo yatzliach, will not succeed. Aval ha-hefech kishe'inoi shakran, ve'ina mechasep shov b'sheker. But if a person is not a liar, he doesn't cover up his sins with falsehood, try to make himself look lily white, chas v'shon, either to himself or to other people or to Hashem. Rak shehu moide u'mesvat el-remes. He admits and confesses the truth. U'makir cheto, he recognizes his shortcoming. And he leaves it, Yerucham. That person, the Torah says, Hashem has pity on him. Veze shomar David, kishishate chetu v'fano hizborach, kemo shikozo shom, l'cho levad chochotosi. And this is the words of David HaMelech when he confessed before Hashem, as the Pasuk says there. He said, Hashem, to you alone I've sinned. I've sinned only against you. Omar shom, David HaMelech was saying there, hein emes chofatzto, batuchoi suvesosim chom. David HaMelech mentioned these words. Hashem, you enjoy truth. You want truth. You want truth? I admit Hashem. I sinned against you. And so Rav Nosson Zal says, I've made it perfectly clear to you that the essence of vidui, what is vidui all about? telling it like it is, telling the truth. V'zeh b'chinas v'doiver emes b'levavoy. This is what the pasuk means when it says to speak truth in your heart. Ki tzorech lezvados b'chol levavoy. Because when a person is saying vidui, it's not enough just to mouth the words. It's got to be coming from his heart. He really means it. Well, the kabbalah of be'emes b'chol leiv. And he has to accept in his heart with full sincerity that he's going to try his best not to repeat that, not to go back to that foolishness. Because we know that the main place of tshuva is not the mouth, it's the heart. As the pasuk says, yovin v'shov. His heart will realize and he'll return to Hashem. Therefore, when a person is zoche to confess his sin right before going to sleep, sheze b'chinas tshuva, b'chinas emes shebelev, sheze b'chinas bina, shesham ikar hatshuva v'avidoi kiyadua. We know that in the Sifrei Kabbalah they tell us that tshuva and bina go together. There's 50 levels of tshuva and there's 50 levels of bina, which is especially this period of time that we're in right now, the period of the Yemei HaSfira, where we're preparing for 49 days, we're climbing up 49 levels of tshuva. We know that in Egypt, we were on ground minus 49. We were not on ground zero. We were minus 49, on the 49th level of Tumah. Hashem took us out of there and brought us to zero, and then Hashem expects us, during the Yemei HaSfira, to climb up 49 levels. We have to take the first 49 steps of tshuva, Shuvu Eli, Hashem says, and Hashem says the 50th step, I'll come towards you. V'oshuvu Aleichem, I'll bring that light down to you. Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai, that's Shavuos, Bina, Shuva, the highest level of Shuva. Shezeh b'chinas Yom HaKippurim kiyadua, which we know is also synonymous with Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is called Shuva, and Yom Kippur is called Bina also. Al kein al yidei zeh hu mamshich b'chinas chashmal me'olam ha'bina. Therefore, when a person is zocheh to do this before going to sleep, to say the Kriya Shema Lamita with kavana, to accept the emuna upon himself, to declare his emuna, and to strengthen it with vidui, with bina, with the heart, that he draws upon himself this light of chashmal from bina to protect the emuna. Vazai hashenu hi toiva gedoy leilav. And for such a person, his sleep is an incredible benefit to him. He's zoche to rejuvenate, renew his brain, his thinking power, his neshama in the emuna. As the pasuk says, brand new in the morning through the heightening of emuna. And this is why it's brought in the Kisvei Arizal. Shekriya Shma Shalamita Hu Tikkun Godol Me'od Le'Avon HaChomer Shehu Hitzas Zera Levatola Rachmona Litzlan. The Arizal tells us that we know from the Zohar Kodesh that one of the worst possible sins in the entire Yiddishkeit that a person could possibly do, Chas V'Shalom, is wasting seed. Hitzas Zera Levatola. The Zohar Kodesh uses the awesome wording saying that there's no tshuva for it, there's no tikkun. And there are many tzaddikim who explain that part of that person's tshuva is that he's got to read that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal said, get out of here you, we don't want you. And he's got to know to ignore it and to come back and to do tshuva. That's not what Rabbi Shimon meant. He didn't mean literally there's no tshuva. And the Arizal tells us that one of the greatest possible tikkunim for that sin is Kriya Shma Lamita with kavana. If a person is able to say Kriya Shma Lamita properly, it's a major, major tikkun for that sin. Ki ikar pegam ha'ovoin zeh hu pegam ha'machshova kiyadua. Because the main pegam of Hoitzu Azar al-Vatolo is in the brain, in the mind. Shal yedei she'enu yishlemer es machshavtoi melaharer was through the fact that the person allowed his mind, his brain, to roam, to think bad thoughts, to think illicit thoughts. Very often that leads to be mixed up in this terrible sin. Iker tikunoi alide kriya shma lamita shei iker tikun amoichin. Because the main pigam is in machshava, the main tikun is kriya shma lamita, which is tikun hamoichin. Ki iker tikun hamoichin hu alide shenakna, because we explain that the person fixes up his brain is through shena, through sleep. Ki tzrichin lishmoir samoyach ma'oid ma'oid mimachshavos zoros, because the Jew has to guard, protect his mind very, very seriously from extraneous thoughts. Aval afo pi sheshem roitzei heitev, however, despite the fact that a person tries very hard to do this, afal pi kein be'eze meshech zman nisyagei hamoyach, still, even if the person is using their brain only for kedusha, only for Torah, the brain gets tired after a while. And you have to refresh it and renew it through sleep, which is a rest for the brain. And the main tikkun that takes place during the sleep is through emuna, which takes over at the time that the person goes to sleep. When a person goes to sleep, the brain enters into a place called emuna. Aval hu emuna ba'atzma tzricha shimur me'achitzoinim kanal. However, the emuna itself requires protection. It's very vulnerable to attack from the outside forces. Valkein tzrichen lahamshich b'chinas chashmal kanal. And therefore we said it's necessary to draw that light of chashmal. V'oz kishem hamshich b'chinas chashmal lishmur esu emuna. When a person is able to draw that chashmal to protect the emunah, then the sleep is a tremendous benefit to the brain. Because the brain is refreshed in the emunah. And that gives the person the strength to guard the mind, that the brain should be strong enough to keep out what it needs to keep out extraneous thoughts. Shezehu ikar ha-tshuva. And we know that that's the essence of tshuva. Bechinas zarka de izderikis la'asadis natilas mitaman kanal. In the beginning of the chapter on the Likutei Moran that this halach is based on, chapter 35, Rabbeinu Zal begins with a statement from the Zohar HaKadosh describing one of the musical notes, the tamim, which is zarka, which is shaped like the letter S on its side. Now, it starts from a certain point, it goes down, goes back up, goes higher than its original point, and comes back down to the middle. That's one of the musical notes in the trup in the Torah. That's called Zarka. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, this means to throw something to the place where it originated from, to take something and send it back to where it came from. That's what tshuva is. In other words, I was in a certain place, I was in Kedusha, I fell out of the Kedusha, I wandered away, and I'm returning, I'm going back. That's the concept of return. Meaning, ubifrat mi shekvar nichshal b'moichoi chas v'shom, especially a person who chas v'shom already messed up with his brain. Shehichnis tzora b'toich Kedusha sichloi, he brought trouble into his brain. And he allowed his brain to think bad thoughts, illicit thoughts, to the point where it actually led to a physical expression in the form of this sin, for such a person it becomes very difficult to watch his thoughts. Even if he'll try with all his might to control his thoughts and not to allow himself to think what he's not supposed to, his brain will become tired from it, from the battle. When you're fighting, you get tired. When things are calm, everything's okay, the person doesn't get so tired. If he's in battle mode, then it's tension. A person who has fallen into a place where he's used to thinking bad thoughts and suddenly makes a decision, he wants to become religious, he wants to be careful, now it becomes a battle. Every minute, every hour, he's fighting to keep those walls up. That fight tires the brain. V'yachshov, sh'kishapol ha'aseh tshuva, And now when he decides to do tshuva, and he's forcing his brain with tremendous effort not to go out of line, and not to think bad thoughts, this requires tremendous struggle and major battle inside his brain. Because his brain was used to straying, was used to going into those wrong pastures. It's for this reason that his brain is getting tired all the time, because he's fighting this battle. Therefore, he requires sleep to give the brain a chance to rest. And that improves the brain and renews the brain. And the main effectiveness of sleep depends on the Kriya Shma Lamita that the person says. Now we can understand why the Arizal says that Kriya Shma Lamita is a major tikkun for this particular sin, which is especially machshava, moichin. Because if a Jew is zeichet to say Kriya Shma Lamita with kavana, concentrating on what he's saying, thinking about the words he's saying, and mesiras nefesh, picturing that he's prepared to say this in front of a firing squad. In front of a firing squad. They just said, if you open your mouth, if you dare express your faith in your Hashem, 30,000 bullets are going into you right now. And now begin. Kel Melech Ne'amon, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. Zeiche l'sakein u'lechadei shmoiche k'nal. The person is zeiche to improve and renew his brain. Sheze ikar tshuva soy v'tikunai. That's his main tshuva, that's his main tikkun. A person who is poigim in bris, the main tikkun is up here in the brain. Kemavur le'el, as we discussed earlier. She'ikar ha'tshuva lishmur es ha'moyach kanal. The main tshuva for Degama Bris, for Tzor Zolotola, is start at the right place, in the brain, to watch your brain, not to allow it to stray into different pastures, to think only, not to think for illicit thoughts. She'ze zoichan al-yidei tikkun ha'shena, al-yidei krishma shalmita nanon. The person is zoichan to do that by the proper sleep, which is dependent on the proper kriya shma lamita. And this is what the Pasuk says in Tehillim, the Pasuk we quoted earlier. Hein emes chofatzta, you desire truth, batuchais, inside of yourself, deep inside yourself. Hainu al yedei havidui, shi b'chines emes kanal. This is referring to vidui, which is the essence of truth. Ukamay shapirish Rashi shama, as Rashi HaKadosh says over there, in Tehillim, Perek Nun Aleph, Pasuk Ches, al yedei zeh, this gives the person tikkun hamoichin, haynu b'chinas tikkun hamoichin. K'ayidei havidui, b'chinas emes shebelev, zoiche l'chadeish chochmosa yomoichi b'shas Hashena. If a person is zoiche to vidui before going to sleep, which means he has this emes in his heart, which means he's plugging into Bina, and he's able to draw that light of chashmal from Bina, that makes his sleep effective. That makes the emuna, that gives the emuna the power to do what it needs to do during the night, during the sleep. Vezeh uvesosum, and this is why it says the word uvesosum, b'chinashena, sosum means closed. When you close your eyes, when you close down your brain, b'chinashena, shehu stimu damoichin, sleep, when you shut down the brain, shehamoichin nistomim v'ne'elomim oz b'toch b'chinas emuna. When a person goes to sleep, the brain shuts down and becomes hidden in the cocoon called emuna. It goes into that place called emuna. And that's how the person is zeichel to a new brain, new sechel. Bechinas chachma toydieni. Hashem will give me chachma. Ki oz daika b'shas shena nischatshna moyach v'chachma. Because it's during sleep that the moyach is renewed and the chachma of the person is renewed. This is why a person says before going to sleep. This, what we're about to say now, is a very important piece of information. The Arizal says that one of the most critical lines in Kriya Shma Lamita, which is the final line, right before a person goes to sleep, the last words out of their mouth, after Hamapil, after Shema, is this sentence, Biyodcha Afkid Ruchi, Podisa Oisi Hashem, Kel Emet, Emes. Biyodcha Afkid Ruchi, Zebchina Shanu Moisrin, Ruchenu, Venishmoisenu, Latoch Emunagdosha. Biyodcha Afkid Ruchi Hashem, I'm placing my Ruach in your hands. What are the hands? Emuna. Shebechinas Yadayim. Emuna is always referred to as the hands. It's a pasuk in Chumash. When Moshe Rabbeinu went to do battle against Amalek, remember it says there, Vayehi Yodov Emuna. His hands were outstretched in an expression of faith to Hashem in Tefillah. So we're placing our neshama into Emuna. Shebechinas Yadayim. Exactly. However, there's a problem with that. There's a danger in that. Emuna is right near the Sitrachra. The Sitrachra is the most vulnerable thing to the Sitrachra. How do we protect it? You, Hashem, redeem me. You, the Hashem of truth. Emes daika. Kaidei b'chinas emes. Mamshich in bechinas chashmal me'olam abino, vaydeze Hashem yisborach poide v'shemer oisem menachitzlenim. Through emes, a person is zeichet to draw that light of chashmal that comes from the olam habina, and through that we said because emes is bilvavoy. Remember, doiver emes bilvavoy in the heart, and the heart is bina. It's brought also that one of the main names of Hashem of bina is ekye. Aleph hey yud hey is one of the major names of Hashem for bina. Ekye squared is emes. Ekye times ekye. Ekye asher ekye. 21 times 21 is 441, which is emes. So emes is super bina, even though emes is tiferes. Titein emes liyakov. We'll get older, we'll understand better, but both are emphatically true. Vaydeze Hashem isporach poide v'shoymer oisem nachitzlein. And when a person is zocher to do this, to have that vidui, that emes, then he's zoche that Hashem protects him from the chitzonim, ki hachashmal shomer esu emuna kanal. Because the Arizal tells us, this light of chashmal is a tremendous protection for the emuna. Veze podiso isi Hashem keil emes. This is why that's the closing words before a person goes off to sleep. That he's plugging into this emes, this oyer hachashmal. He's putting his neshama into emuna. He's attaching the emes. Now it's safe to go to sleep. Now the sleep will do what it's supposed to do. It'll bring a tikkun hamelechem. Vezeh shonu emrim, the final paragraph. Vezeh shonu emrim bebirkas hashkivenu. Shehi bakosha al shmira balaylo vashena. This is why in the tefillah of hashkivenu, the final bracha in the tefillah of Meirov before Shmon Esrei, which is for Shmira, Kikel Shoimreinu Umatzileinu Oto. Baruch Hashem, Shoimer Amo, that bracha is all about Shmira. Onu Mevakshim Shem, Ufrois Aleinu Sukas Shleimecha. One of the things we ask for there is, Hashem, please spread out over us your Sukkah of peace. What is Sukkah? Sukkah is Bina. Sukas Shalom, Zebechinas Imo, the Mesakcho Al Benin. The mother, Kaviyochel, which is Bina, which is the upper Shechina, that first hey, Nomi. The mother is always called in the Zohar Kodesh, the mother who hovers over her children. She covers over her children like the sukkah, the protective covering of the sukkah. Shehu bechinas chashmal kemavur baternal. That's the light of chashmal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 35 of the Kutimran. V'alkein chashmal begimatria b'sholon. This is why Rabbeinu Zal brings over there in that chapter in Kutran from the Arizal, that the word chashmal is begimatria b'sholom, kamuva, as it's brought in the writings of the Arizal. Bechinas sukas sholom, ki ikar hashmira balayla b'sheina huay, de bechinas chashmal, bechinas imadam sakhal b'nin, because the main protection at night during sleep is through this chashmal, which is the mother, which covers over her children. Shaydezeh nishmeres v'emuna kanal. That's how v'emuna is protected. Shaydezeh nischachshin v'nistaknin ha'moichin v'neshama. That's what assures that the moichin, the das of a person, his neshama, will be renewed and refreshed. V'zoche lishmur moichin mimachshav esroiz. And he's zoche to be able to guard his mind when he's awake, and when he's from bad thoughts. V'lachshev rak machshavos kedoshos, and to think only holy thoughts, sheze ikar hatshuva. This is the essence of Shuva, Machshovois Toivois, as we had in Hilchas Tfilas HaMincha, Halacha Zayin, I think it was, where, you know, which Rabbeinu felt based on Torah Mem Tes and Likut Imran, tremendous emphasis that Shuva is the most important address is the brain, the mind. That's where the most difficult work has to be done. Just like Lahavdil, somebody mentioned to me recently that sometimes when you put up a building, sometimes if it's done properly, the architecture work, the thought process, takes longer sometimes than the actual construction. If you put the proper thinking into it, the proper machshava into it, the work itself goes at lightning speed. It's thinking it through that's the most important thing. Here also, in a yid's life, the machshava is unbelievably important, super, super important. That's where the main avoda is. If a person is zeicher to straighten out his machshava, his moyach, hopefully, probably, his mouth and the rest of the body will be in line. If the machshava is doing what it's supposed to be doing really properly, and machshava, we don't mean only the brain, we mean the brain and the heart. If those two are in sync and they're in the real proper place, the rest of the body is just messenger boys. They're just, you know, doing the work. The nucleus, the operational center, you know, is the brain, the brain and the heart. It's interesting that we're closing with these words. Today we're closing the month of Nisan, which Rabbeinu Zal says in this Torah that I just mentioned, Torah Mem Tes, that there are 2 months of the year that are months of tshuva. Tishrei, everybody knows, Tishrei. Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Rosh Hashanah, yeah? And Nisan. Nisan is a month of tshuva, because Rabbeinu Zal says, the Gemara says, B'Nisan Nigalu, or B'Nisan Yisigun Nigoyo. The Jews were taken out of Egypt, they were redeemed in Nisan, and they're gonna be taken out of Golis in Nisan. And Rabbeinu Zal says, we know the Gemara says, Nezler HaKodesh says, that the Geula is dependent on one thing, tshuva. Tshuva, the Yigru. So Nisan is month of Geula, Nisan is the month of tshuva. Today we're in the final day. It's only 11 o'clock in the morning. There's still time. Tomorrow. Oh, I'm sorry, right. Today and tomorrow. Tomorrow is the first day of Rosh Chodesh. Still 2 days. Almost 48 hours to go. We should be zeichet to do a sincere tshuva. We should be zeichet that our Kriya Shema Lamita should be the right Kriya Shema Lamita. And our Kriya Shema during the day should be the right Kriya Shema. And we should be zeichet that it's V'doiver Emes B'Lvavoi. Rabbeinu Zal is teaching you the secrets of life. Teaching us the secrets of life. A person could be so lucky, so blessed. He's explaining everything, making it so clear that children like us can have a taste of the Kisvei Arizal, of incredibly deep things, and know how to apply it in our daily routine. We should appreciate it, and we should be able to fulfill what we're learning. And Hashem should give us the fuel, the energy, to learn the next chelik of Baruch Chaim and to complete the Holy Kutei Halachos.
Amen.
Tam v'nishlam shevach l'keil boi v'elah.